Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm 爱新觉罗贝。
I'm Wang Ying.
The Shanghai government issued a plan to attract companies to locate in 105 new towns in Jiading, Qingpu, Songjiang, Fengxian, and Nanhui. The companies are expected to boost R&D capabilities and public services in these areas. Zhang Hong tells us more.
In Fengxian New Town, Shanghai Electric will set up a renewable energy subsidiary, which it expects will contribute to the new town's development in terms of eco-friendly planning and zero-carbon industrial parks.
There will be an international digital sea industrial park in Fengxian New Town that offers services for the renewable energy sector. And there will also be a wind power station in the area. This matches our business strategy.
In Jiading New Town, construction has started on Shanghai Measurement Center for Hydrogen Fuel Cell Vehicles. It is the first of its kind in China.
We will be able to offer measurement services for R&D work in the entire hydrogen fuel cell vehicle industrial chain.
Also in Jiading, construction has begun on East Money FinTech Research Institute.It will focus on finding new applications for digital technologies in financial services. This is expected to boost the growth of advanced manufacturing companies. In Songjiang New Town, the South Branch of Shanghai General Hospital is being expanded.
A national-level ophthalmology center, plus urology, hematology, and gastroenterology departments will all be located in Songjiang.We also want to make biopharmaceutical breakthroughs as we're close to companies in the G60 Sci-Tech corridor.
A Shanghai Development and Reform Commission official said both city and district-level governments will introduce incentives to attract high-quality businesses to the new towns. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
Construction began today on the Commuter Train Control and Operation Center as more than 1,000 kilometers of new intra-city railway are planned in Shanghai by 2035.Once complete, the length of the rail transit system will match the city's metro network. Sensei Phil Sessian on the details.
The center is next to Hongqiao Airport at the intersection of Shenkun Road and West Tianshan Road. The design has been inspired by a ring of clouds. This will be the brain of Shanghai's future rail transit train system. That will include the Rail Transit Link Airport Express connecting Hongqiao and Pudong airports.The entire project will also feature a railroad between Jiading and Minhang, and another one in Nanhui. Construction for the center is scheduled for completion in 2024, and that's when the Airport Express will open.
The commuter trains travel faster than the subway. They go up to 160 kilometers an hour. The stations are farther apart, and the trains will run at higher capacity and efficiency.
This is part of several projects that commenced across the city today.In Qingpu New Town, a 4-kilometer stretch of Wai Qingsong Highway is being altered.
Once complete, cars and trucks will be in different lanes. Those who live in Qingpu New Town will travel in the center. Trucks will be redirected to other main roads in Qingpu New Town, and those just passing through will use the underpass.
The stretch is near where the Qingpu New Town station will be built. Sun Siqi, Shanghai Life.
Three British cabinet ministers, including Health Secretary Sajid Javid and Chancellor of the Exchequer Rishi Sunak, resigned in protest over Prime Minister Boris Johnson's leadership on Tuesday. Sun Siqi has more.
Javid said he had lost confidence in Johnson's ability to govern in the national interest following a series of scandals, saying he could no longer continue in good conscience, while Sunak criticized the government's lack of competence.
Hello, Mr. Jefford. How do you feel? Hello.
Good evening. I'm just going to spend some time with my family. Thank you for coming.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson made a swift cabinet reshuffle Tuesday following the shock resignations. Steve Barclay, previous chief of staff at Downing Street, has been appointed as the new health secretary, while Nadeem Zahawi, previously secretary of state for education, has replaced Sunak as the new chancellor.Months of scandals have dogged Johnson and his government, casting doubt on the Conservatives' future in the next general election in 2024. Johnson issued a formal apology on Tuesday for his handling of allegations of sexual misconduct by a senior member of his government after days of pressure. The PM has faced pressure to explain what he knew about previous misconduct allegations against lawmaker Chris Pincher, who resigned as deputy chief whip amid complaints that he groped two men at a private club.
About 3 years ago, there was a complaint made against Chris Pincher in the Foreign Office. The complaint was cleared up. He apologized. It was raised with me orally. I was briefed on what had happened. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I had my time again, I would think back on it and recognize that he wasn't going to learn any lesson. He wasn't going to change.
UK opposition Labour leader Keir Starmer said he would welcome a snap election and that he believed the country needed a change of government. 孙思琪，上海 Live。